Pete and Kimber present Mix 94.5's Secret Lives of Perth. Untold secrets, unbelievably true. See?
This story astounds us. I mean, if I was to do a news headline on it, we have to just say that you found out that your mother-in-law is a sex worker.
Yes, we did.
Anonymous, we believe this story starts with your father-in-law passing away. Is that correct?
Yeah, it's a pretty sad story, to be honest.
Tell us what took place.
So it was a very sudden, unexpected death, very young death. He had a cardiac arrest and then was in a coma. And we had to turn the life support off, basically. Oh,
God, I'm so sorry.
Yeah,
it was horrible. It was actually Father's Day.
Oh, no.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, a couple of days before his birthday.
Oh, and so the family obviously would have been grieving and going through a difficult time. And so what was happening with your mother-in-law?
Well, we all thought that she was grieving normally. She was very quiet and distant, but then things changed very rapidly, where we were getting a little bit suspicious of behaviours, and it was looking back at it now, I wish we had noticed a bit more, but I think we were all so busy with dealing with the aftermath that we just kind of weren't paying enough attention to, know what she was doing, basically.
Okay, so what do you mean by you were getting suspicious? What were the things that she was doing to make you suspicious at the time?
So basically, she was telling us that she was going to work, but she never had any money. She was going partying. And she's not an older woman. She's a younger woman. But we were basically, led to believe that she was busy and working and she wasn't doing anything. And we found out that that wasn't happening. And, we had to try and work out what we were going to do, basically. So that kind of led us to finding out that it wasn't all peaches and cream, unfortunately.
So how long were they married for? Because, I guess the grief process is different for everybody. You don't know how someone's going to handle it. But, how long were they together?
Over 20 years.
Okay. She was obviously upset, but was she seeming, emotionally normal or...?
No, look, she almost seemed happy and jovial, and we were like, have you had a mental break or what's going on, basically?
Which I suppose, again, that whole idea of nobody knows how they're going to be affected by trauma is kind of like, all right, well, maybe that's her way of she's dealing with it in a weird sort of way. But, okay, so if she's seemingly happy, though, and everyone's trying to pass it off as, oh, this is just how she's dealing with it, then what led you guys down the path of, there's something more going on here?
So my father-in-law left her quite a bit of money, but we were led to believe that he hadn't until we were asked to sign paperwork, basically handing over all the money to her. So the boys were basically put under duress, you need to give me this money because I'm not going to be able to survive. So they signed it all over. They're like, yep, you can have it. We don't want any of that sort of stuff.
And why wouldn't they? Because it's their mum.
Exactly. Well, it's actually their stepmom.
Oh, okay.
So she's not actually their biological mum. She would be way too young to be my husband's biological mum. So they were like, yep, we love you. We'll do this for you, no worries. So they gave her all the money. And now this money should have lasted her a long time. I'm talking years. If she was good with it, she would have lasted years. But she wasn't. So on top of the money that she was handed over, my brother-in-law lost his entire savings trying to support her. It would have been upwards of $20,000. And this is only over a year period. We ourselves lost our home deposit. But basically, all this money was going. And we're like, what are you doing with all this money? Where is it going? And we found out that it was all partying and men and even my husband's and my brother-in-law's friends that she was, sleeping with. And it was...
Did you think she was having an affair or having affairs while she was with your father-in-law?
Well, we didn't at first, but we did actually find out that, yes, she had been for at least 13 years.
Oh, you're joking.
13?
No, 13 years. And my husband and his brothers and actually her brother had to find this out.
Whoa.
So take us to after your father-in-law has passed away and things are a bit strange for a little while, you guys start doing some investigating. She's lost a lot of money. How do you find out that she's a sex worker?
So basically she up and abandoned everyone here and moved over east. So she left. And then we, you know, we were wondering how she was affording this lifestyle that she had, you know, and it was all like, we saw it all over her social media when she would, you know, post things and things like that. And we're like, how is she affording this lifestyle? But we knew people where she was. And through a few different investigation areas, we found out that she was, you know, on a few different areas where you can find sex workers. And it was a very confronting thing for my brother-in-law mostly, and her brother, who seemed to find and were given, you know, photos and evidence and all these things that you don't ever want to see of your mother or your sister. In all these different acts that she was performing for money.
You know, the friends that you were talking about, have you ever confronted any of them, ever spoken to any of them about it?
Well, I know that my brother-in-law did, because one of the people that she was sleeping with, and this was only 2 weeks after my father-in-law died, mind you.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, was his best friend, who was actually at the funeral, so it was very messy.
Oh, jeez.
Do you think that your father-in-law ever knew what was going on? Like, how did they meet? I mean, I'm not suggesting, you know, there's nothing wrong with being a sex worker. I don't think there's anything wrong with the profession.
She wasn't when they met. She was very young. She was a single mom. I think she was only about like 19, maybe 20, and he was a lot older. So I think he was, you know, 14, 15 years older than her. So they kind of met. He just getting divorced from my husband's actual mother.
Do you think they were in love?
Well, some of the things that we've been given was her basically stating to this other man that she'd known her entire life, that he was the love of her life, and basically saying that she's happy my father-in-law is dead.
Oh, far out.
Yeah, these are things that my husband and his brother and her own brother and that were told. You know?
Oh, my God.
Wow. So, all of this seems like she was really playing the long game. Like, it sounds like that kind of, like a con.
Look, and it gets worse. I mean, like, one of my brother-in-laws, he's very severely disabled. And he's in a care home and he's, you know, required to be there and they're supposed to pay for it and things like that. And we found out, and this is why we have no money now, because we found out that she was taking all of his money, spending it, not paying the care home for over a year. So we had to end up giving our home deposit to make sure that my brother-in-law was having his medication, his nappies, his basic life things, because we were all cut off from being able to know anything. So we had no idea this was going on. He could have been homeless.
This is mind-blowing. So your father-in-law's passed away. Your brother-in-laws have lost all their money. You've lost your home deposit. And you found out she's a sex worker, and for 13 years has just been, like, while they were married, has just been doing this, and now she's off, gone. Just gone.
Yep.
How long ago was this, sorry, again?
So he died almost 2 years ago.
2 years ago.
Oh, this is almost, still fresh.
Yeah. It's really fresh. Yep. So this woman, where is she today? Like, right this very moment, where is she and what is she doing?
I personally cut her off completely. I have no idea which state she's in. I know she's over east somewhere. I don't know what she's doing other than the fact that she's continuing this lifestyle that she's been doing to be able to fund whatever she thinks she needs to do in her life. My husband is completely done. He doesn't want anything to do with her. He doesn't want to know where she is, what she's doing anymore. As long as his brothers are okay, we're just done.
You say she had a child as well, right, when your father-in-law and her met?
Yeah. So she's got a couple of kids as well, and they are completely on our side.
Oh, wow. So they're done as well. They're completely over and done with.
Well, you know, she did tell my brother-in-law, which is her son, that she had no idea who his father was his entire life, but we found out he was actually one of the guys that she was, you know, messaging for the love of her life. Yeah, and never told my brother-in-law that, oh, yeah, by the way, this is your dad, and I've known your entire life.
Oh, what a web.
That's amazing. It,